Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 15, The Kingdoms of the Greater Knowledge, page 297 to 298. After a measureless moment of the soul, again returning to these surface fields, out of the timeless depths where he had sunk, he heard once more the slow tread of the hours. All once perceived and lived was far away. Himself was to himself his only scene. Above the witness and his universe, he stood in a realm of boundless silences, awaiting the voice that spoke and built the worlds. A light was round him, void and absolute, a diamond purity of eternal sight. A consciousness lay still, devoid of forms, free, wordless, uncoerced by sign or rule, forever content with only being and bliss. A sheer existence lived in its own peace on the single spirit's bare and infinite ground. Out of the sphere of mind he had arisen. He had left the reign of nature's hues and shades. He dwelt in his self's colorless purity. It was a plane of undetermined spirit that could be a zero or round sum of things, a state in which all ceased and all began. All it became, that figure, the absolute, a high vast peak whence spirits could see the worlds, calm's wide epiphany, wisdom's mute home, a lonely station of omniscience, a diving board of the eternal power, a white floor in the house of all delight. Here came the thought that passes beyond thought. Here the still voice which our listening cannot hear, the knowledge by which the knower is the known, the love in which beloved and lover are one, all stood in an original plenitude, hushed and fulfilled before they could create the glorious dream of their universal acts. Here was engendered the spiritual birth. Here closed the finite's crawl to the infinite. A thousand roads leaped into eternity, or singing ran to meet God's veilless face. The known released him from its limiting chain. He knocked at the door of the unknowable, thence gazing with an immeasurable outlook, one with the self's inlook into its own pure vasts, he saw the splendor of the spirit's realm, the greatness and wonder of its boundless work, the power and passion leaping from its calm, the rapture of its movement and its rest, and its fire-sweet miracle of transcendent life, the million-pointing undivided grasp of its vision of one same stupendous all, its inexhaustible acts in a timeless time, a space that is its own infinity, a glorious multiple of one radiant self, answering to joy with joy, to love with love. All there were moving mansions of God bliss, eternal and unique they lived the one. Their forces are great outburst of God's truth, and objects are its pure spiritual shapes. Spirit no more is hid from its own view. Sentience is a sea of happiness, and all creation is an act of light. Out of the neutral signs of his soul, he passed to its fields of puissance and of calm, and saw the powers that stand above the world, traversed the realm of the supreme idea, and sought the summit of created things, and the almighty source of cosmic change.